Me and my family are big fans of the show America's Funniest Home Videos. I'm sure many of you have seen it. It's become a family tradition at our house. Usually after church on Sunday nights, we watch it. And some of my favorite videos on the show are the ones where folks get spooked. Maybe someone jumps out and scares someone else, and they scream and they fall. You know, those are my favorite videos. Some of you have no doubt seen some of these pictures, but these are some pictures of some people in a haunted house in the exact moment of fright, okay, that something jumps out at them and they get scared. It's okay to laugh. When something scares us, our whole body changes. We kind of hit this fight or flight mode. This is me when I see a snake in the front yard. I think Jeremiah just asked this guy to help with Vacation Bible School. And then this is Jennifer when she sees a spider. But fear is something we can laugh at, obviously. But fear is also something that's very serious. I believe that fear, maybe not this kind of fear, but I believe there is a fear that can hold us back in our walk with Christ. Do you ever worry? Do you worry about maybe your health or your family or your job or your future? Most of us do. And worry is just another word for fear. Why do we bend the truth sometimes? Well, it's probably because we're scared of what will happen if we don't. Why do we sometimes fail to say what needs to be said? Well, probably because we're afraid of confrontation or what people will think of us. Why do we so easily join in when people are around us are gossiping? Well, it's probably because we're afraid of looking self-righteous or judgmental. If we take a close look at our most common sins, I think we will find that we are scared of something. Peter denied Jesus 3 times because of fear. The one-talent man buried his money because of fear. The Israelites had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because of fear. That's not how it's supposed to be, of course. God doesn't want fear to control us. If you'll look at in your Bibles or follow along, Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 17, the Apostle Paul says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." As you sit here tonight, are you worried about something? What fear is stealing the joy from your life in Christ? What fear is keeping you from being fully obedient? David, in Psalm 56, verse 3, says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, he says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We must remember that facing fear is part of the human struggle, but it shouldn't control us. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, the invitation is open to you. Through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism, you can become a child of God this very evening and enjoy the spiritual blessings that he has to offer. If you are a Christian but have been overtaken by a world and a spirit of fear, repent of those sins and let us pray with you and for you. If you have any spiritual need tonight, please come forward as we stand and sing.
Will you come with your poor brother?